Good morning. Welcome to Focus. I'm Terry James. And instead of mayor on the air today, this is called CA on the AIR, City Administrator on the air. And we have Michael Chaussee. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Terry. How are you?
Nice to have you. I hear that you have just been waiting and anticipating and really, really wanting to do this for the mayor this week.
Yep. I've been prepping for 2 weeks.
Mike, we're talking about the pool. There was a meeting you had of the Finance Committee last Monday, and you found out some really good news about the pool.
Yes. The bids came in under what they thought we thought they were going to be, and we are looking at a number of $6.4 million to complete the whole project. $5.3 million in pledges right now, so we need a little bit more, but we're going to get there, and we've got some grants and some other fundraising ideas to come up with that amount.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to say we had been, you guys have been raising money, the 100-gallon challenge. All that money has to be collected, and I think there's a 5-year period that people are going to pay. So the city did need to bond out and borrow to cover that.
That's right. We're going to buy $4 million worth of bonds and offer those out, and it'll be good. We can get it paid off in 5 years, and we should be good.
All right. I'm looking outside. It's looking beautiful out there, Mike. Rhubarb Fest is only 16 days away.
Wow.
And adding in with the Opera House, and there seems to be more of a plaza area out there so that more people can gather and we'll be able to fit more folks.
I think the big thing people will see is you're not going to see the hoses and the electrical lines going across where people have to stand over them, because I usually trip on them. So it would help to not have that. It'll be a cleaner looking area. The one thing we're disappointed in is the grass in the medians. It didn't come up, and they wanted it replaced. And I'm thinking, let's wait till after Rhubarb Fest to replace that grass, because otherwise people are going to just walk over it and destroy it. So we're going to go with the weeds right now. We're keeping them mowed down to make them look like grass, but you know how weeds are.
Well, we want to get ready, and we want to invite everybody to town for Rhubarb Fest from the smartest city administrator in Illinois who's ready to play 5 questions. Are you ready, Mike?
Sure.
All right, here we go. We've pulled some actual words from Alito City Council agendas. Do you know what they mean, Mr. Chaussee?
We'll see.
Right of way. That means I get to go any way I want.
Right of way is the portion that the city owns along streets. And usually it's, you know, it's 10 feet, 15 feet. Just depends on the street where it's at. And that's where the city utilities are located and things like that.
Consent agenda. This means everything that everyone will say yes to, right?
Correct. The consent agenda is usually items that are normally handled every meeting, like treasurer's reports and things like that. And instead of acting on those individually and taking up time, we lump them all together and we vote on them all.
Robert's Rules of Procedure. Now, can you tell me what type of guy Robert was?
Robert was a general, I believe.
Oh, really? And these, what are these? Because these are always brought up when it comes to meetings.
Well, Robert's Rules of Order, as an old ag teacher, you know, we did parliamentary procedure as an FFA contest. So it's just an orderly way to conduct business.
And ad hoc. Oh, no, I've got one more, but ad hoc. What is ad hoc?
Ad hoc is a committee that is not a standing committee that usually meets all the time. It is a special committee.
Okay, I did learn that one. And then finally, RFP, Robert Fitzgerald Peterson, right?
I have no idea what you're talking
about. Request for proposals.
Oh, that. Okay, now I get you. Yes, RFPs. We do RFPs all the time for, like, the Aquatic Center and request for proposals. If we want to sell property or something like that, or we want to market something, we request for a proposal from businesses to do business with us as a city.
All right. You're coming back to do this again sometime, right?
It'll be another year.
All right.
When the mayor's back from vacation.
Alito City Administrator Mike Chaussee, have a wonderful day, sir.
Thank you. You too.
And this has been Focus.